Blog Talk Radio.
And the
things that's going on in our lives, you need to write a book. I'm telling you, you will have bestseller. Because, you know, somebody can use that tool, use that information, how you overcome through the blood of the Lamb. God is doing what he promised. Don't let your pain or suffering take you out. Don't let Satan take you out, my friend. The Lord has a way, let me tell you, of chastising us, correcting us. But you know what that only means? It only means that we are going to be perfect in him. But the only way that we're going to be perfect in him, that we got to be tested, we got to be tried, we got to, amen, see where we are so that we can work on the things that hinder us, trouble us. Because God wants you to know there is a higher power. There is a space, a presence that you can get in with God that will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Let's go to the book of James. And James, you know, it talks about patience, and patience is one of the things that we do not have. My friend, you are going to have to learn patience. Patience is one of these things that's excruciating pain. And it seems like we are unconditioned, unbridled, amen, and our flesh is not fit and not spiritual fit, amen, for certain things. And these are one are the things, and that is patience. Patience, let me tell you something, is wonderful, and it has a perfect, God have up in that, amen, but we have to be conditioned. We have to work out and flex our spiritual life. We have to read the Word of God. We got to stay in tune with God. We got to stay prayed up. We got to stay fast up with God. So let's go to James, and I want to read this. And I'm going to begin at the first verse. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. God wants you to count it all joy. And the reason why we count it all joy is because God is getting us ready for that great day. God is getting us ready and prepared for the things, amen, of that day that you're going to have to, you're going to either fight or you're going to die or sink or you're going to have to do something. But I praise God, amen. God give us a solution. If we take heed, amen, you're going to reap joy after a while. But sometimes being in a situation and you're suffering pain and you say this, it'll never change. Yes, it will. It will change. God said it will change. God cannot lie. God has promised that you are stronger than what you think you are. So don't be discouraged. God don't want us to be discouraged because Satan wants to take you out. And he wants to hinder you from receiving the blessings of God. And you got to know when you're being attacked. You have to know, amen, when things are happening to you, that you don't get out of control, that you don't just get so angry and so frustrated and your emotions take over. You have to tell and pray about your emotions, your anger, that temper that you have. Now, we want to go a little bit further on the scripture simply because God wants us to count it all joy. Look, this is what gets us strong. This is what makes us perfect. But if you are fighting and if you keep on, amen, praise God, giving place to the enemy, he's going to continue to wear you out because he finds that is your weakness. So we count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. So that means you be ready, you be alert. Amen, praise God. A soldier don't go out in the war without his weapons, without his garments. Amen. He be equipped. So you have to be equipped with the Lord. Amen. In the spirit, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You can't see the enemy sometimes. Amen. Sometimes the enemy use flesh and blood. Amen. But it's not that individual. It's the spirit that allow the enemy to come in. Amen. And use that individual. So don't get dismayed about that. You have to learn the skillful, cunning ways of God because they are skillful for pulling down strongholds and evil imaginations. So we want you to be equipped when you fight the good fight of faith. Now, knowing that, the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be what? Entire wanting nothing. What do you mean I'm not going to want nothing? Look, when you get equipped and when you receive the things of God, amen, you'll be so well equipped and so well guarded and so up on everything, the enemy is not going to have, he don't want to deal with you at all. Simply because you have something for him for every trick and every evil, cunning, craftiness that he pulls. So God is right. The word of God is true. Now let's go to the book of Hebrews. That's where we're supposed to start at, the book of Hebrews. Simply because your birthright, your birthright, you cannot sell your birthright. Your birthright, amen, is not to be brought. God gave that to you. That is a treasure. That is your eternal life. That is your inheritance from God. That is precious than anything that's on this earth. And you have to realize, amen, that the devil wants your soul. He wants your birthright. Amen. Because once you sell your birthright, guess what? You may not get it back. It's a slim chance that you will not get it back. Adam and Eve sold their birthright. And look at the condition and look at the mess that we are in today. So we want you not to be discouraged, amen, and give up. Even though you may be in a situation you don't understand, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. God will bring you out. All you have to do, amen, is take a step-by-step process with God through his word, amen, and let God speak to you and see you through this. Now, there's just some things that you have to do, and there's some things that you just don't touch. God has to do it. Because God said, I will fight your battle. So sometimes we trying to fight the battle. We trying to come up with a solution. We get a Sarah spirit trying to do things for God, either trying to get ahead of God or sometimes we just too slow. But you got to be on time. You got to be ready. And sometimes I look at certain things, certain programs I like on television, and I look at them for a reason. I see the preparation that people put in, and I see the hard work that they put in, and to be the very best, they practice, they do it, and they rehearse over and over and over, and they build themselves up. They get stamina. They get, you know, endurance and so forth. And this is what you got to do. You can't be spiritual weakening. You cannot be a wimp in Christ Jesus. You have to exercise your rights. You have to exercise your right in the Word of God. You got to pump that prayer. You got to, amen, build up, amen, praise God, that fasting life. You got to, amen, talk to God. You got to, you know, constantly, a daily, it's a routine. What you do when you get up early in the morning, when your feet hit the floor, the first thing you know, you hit that bathroom, you shower, you do your hair, and those are things that you just do, and you do it automatically. So is God. You have to be ready and ready for everything and anything. Now listen to the scripture. Now see, God holds us responsible because he will not tell us to do something we cannot do. It has been proven, it's been put to the test, amen, and God himself, amen, was tested and tempted, amen. So he knows that we can go through if we want to, but we have to fight the good fight of faith. We can't be slack, and we can't be nonchalant, and we can't be so careless and unconcerned about our spiritual life. That is the most important thing in this whole entire world. We understand you got to work. We know you got family and so forth, but you still got to take out the time. You still got to work on yourself. You got to care about yourself enough to, amen, praise God, to fight. Not fight just for yourself, but fight for your family, fight for your friends, and just fight, amen, because God says fight, because God made you a warrior, amen, you're a warrior. So it says in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, it says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great of a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now listen to that. You know, so it's been tested, it's been proven, it can be done. And the thing about it is, you have to make effort. You have to put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand in an evil day, in an evil time. Because let me tell you, things are changing, people are changing, styles are changing. You look around, people is changing. Life is not the same, amen, like 10 or 20 years ago. People has changed, and we cannot be stuck in the 70s and the 80s and don't know what to do in the 21st century. You cannot do that. Sin is ancient, it's antiquated, it's been around from the beginning of time. But some just love the sin so much and rather just die and before they make a change. But let me tell you something. If you don't make the change, if you don't care nothing about yourself, care something about your family, care something about your children, care something about somebody else, you know, do it for somebody else. Do it because the gospel say. You know, just some things, amen, we do for the gospel say. It's not, you know, a matter of who's right. It's not a matter, you know, I got to be right. It's a matter, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to humble myself because of the gospel, because of Jesus Christ, because somebody is watching me. Somebody, amen, is looking for an answer, looking for a friend, looking for a smile. Sometimes just to be a person to be approachable. Sometimes we look angry. We look frustrated. Sometimes we look like you better not come near me, you know. And we have that look about us, amen, sometimes. And we just put up our guards because we've been hurt in our past, because we are still stuck in our path. But God wants you to look to him, for he is the author and the finish of the faith. Because it says that with the joy, Jesus Christ came down and he suffered, went to that cross, and the joy, look what the joy that he reaped. He's on the right hand of God. Amen. After you suffer a while, he'll settle you. He'll establish you. He'll make you perfect. Amen. But we got to endure the chastising of the Lord. We think that God is punishing us. No, he's not punishing us. We are just unbridled, unconditioned, and not physical fit or spiritual fit. Amen, to fight the enemy. And God has to prepare us for the warfare that we are confronted with. Because the devil is not playing with you. He's not playing with nobody. He's angry and he is frustrated and he's coming with everything within him. Amen. He started that war in heaven. What do you think he's going to do here on this earth? If there was angels, amen, that had a battle and throw him out, amen, to this earth, what do you think that's going to happen to us? You're going to let the enemy, amen, beat you up? You're going to let him frustrate you? You're going to keep on letting him, amen, bring you all these pains and suffering? Amen, it's time to put a stop to it. Once you find out who he is, you put a stop to that. And you got to do it with everything that's within you and every nerve and every strength that God give you. And he will give you the strength. Amen. So it says, you know, it tells us, look in that first verse. That first verse tells you that, you know, that we have to lay aside every weight. Now, I know there's some weight, amen, that you can't move. God has to move it. But there is some things that you are dealing with. It's going to take nobody but God, because you got yourself in situations, amen, blindsided by the enemy, and the enemy was trying to steal your birthright or stole your birthright. Amen. And the thing about it is that you cannot let him have your key, your success. Amen. Because you do not have to sell your birthright in order to be successful, to be approved by God. I promise you, if you just believe the scripture, just hold on to the word of God, God will bring you out. And we now listen what it says. He said, but, you know, knowing that the ways and the sin, see, it's the sin that gets us in trouble, because we feel like God done protect us and guard us and kept us and set angels all around us when we were innocent, when we couldn't do nothing for ourselves, amen, and our parents had to change our diapers and we couldn't even feed ourselves. Who do you think that was protecting you then, amen, when you didn't even have a mind? Oh, you was totally innocent in the situation. God sent angels to protect you, and you begin to grow, and you begin to be aware and get adventurous and begin to explore and begin to see things around you and begin to use your five senses. You know, see, the thing about it is that God had kept you all this time, and God will continue to keep you if you allow him to keep you. So we have to lay aside every weight and the sin that we caught up in the sin. There is always a right way and a wrong way to do anything. I don't care what it is. You know, money, look, money is the answer to all things. We all need money. We all need friends. We all need success. We need a life. But you know what? We don't have to take shortcuts. We don't have to sell drugs. We don't have to prostitute. We don't have to lie for it. We don't have to sell our soul for it. We don't have to, you know, amen, to bump somebody else to make our light shine. You don't have to do that. But God has something specially for you. When he created you, you were special in his eyes. And you are unique the way he created you. And, you know, it's all right to admire others and, you know, be encouraged by others, but be what God called you to be. You are exponential. You are successful. You are beautiful if you just apply yourself. Do you know when you look at others and you look at other people's success and you try to compare yourself with them? Let me tell you something. Other people put their works, you know, that before anything, they work hard. They challenge. They fight the challenge. They go through the options and whatever it takes. And they fight. And they fight to get to their success. Well, you can't look at them and think somebody's going to hand you anything. You have to apply yourself. You have to work at yourself and know what God has put in you. Just like I saw this young man yesterday, and my heart was touched by him. And he was just hustling, you know, and he made CDs, and he was just trying to get $2 or $3 or, you know, some money, you know, and he was just so courteous. And I noticed how he would, you know, the lady was trying to get her groceries and, you know, and put the basket back, and he helped her out, and then he rolled her basket back to the store, and you know, and I said, son, you know, you just got a vision. And I said, all you need to do is just open your little store and do what you're doing now. And he was just so excited and elated about the things that I said. And I told him, I said, look, I gave him my contact me, and I've got something for you. And, you know, so I like to encourage young people. I love to encourage anyone. But sometimes you got to boost others. Sometimes you got to bless others. Sometimes you got to encourage others in order for God to bless you even more. Sometimes we sit around, we think that we can't do this or we can't do that. It's simply because we are thinking about what you can't. You're right, you can't do it, but God can. God will connect the dots, and God will give you favor with people if you try. But you have to try. You cannot let nothing clutter you. You can't let nothing defile you. You can't let nothing hinder you. You cannot be inactive. You got to look to Jesus. You got to focus and keep your eyes on the goal. Now, it says here, it says not only the sin, but it's talking about any sin. Any sin. Now, you think about the sin. Think about it for a moment. What am I doing wrong? What is hindering me? What? Sometimes moving too slow is a hindrance. It can cause you to lose out because of the timing. Sometimes you can move too fast trying to get ahead of God. That means you're trying to do it yourself, not wait on God. But sometimes you got to wait. Times the little things, getting up too late, amen, not giving enough time to God in prayer and fasting, not, amen, meeting the right people, talking to the right people, and then you're getting caught up on your bad habits. You can't seem to put down the bad habits because you're hung up on those things. Those things will hinder you. Those things will beset you, amen, and cause you to lose the race that is set before you. God created you and made you better than that. So you have to not, amen, praise God, let nothing hinder you. You got to work on yourself, amen, and just say, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. He is my helper. He is my strength. You have to get that inside of you. You have to know that I will look to Jesus. I will look to the hills where cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. You got to know, amen, when I'm in the growth grocery store, standing in line, and I act like I can't wait, and I'm getting frustrated. See, that's what's happening. You're getting frustrated. You're getting angry. You're getting all. You know why? Because you didn't get up early enough to get out there in the traffic or in the line or anything, and now you're frustrated and you want everything to move with the way you want it to move. It's not going to move that way because we are unconditioned, unbridled, and not fitting for spiritual fitness simply because we will not, amen, shake ourselves. We cater to our flesh. You cannot do that. You're going to have to break the cycle. It's a habit. It's a sin. It will easily beset you, and it will cause you to do nothing but die. It will cause you to perish, and the devil will steal your birthright. Amen. Your birthright is not for any cell. You go to the book of Genesis, the 28th chapter, and with Esau and Jacob, amen, they were twins, amen. But let me tell you something. When you read that story, you're going to find out when you get in trouble, you're going to need God. Then there's some kind of weights that you cannot deal with. You're not going to be able to handle yourself. There's some weight, let me tell you, is beyond you, and you're going to need God's sufficient help. And God loves you, and he loves you more than you will ever think and ever believe. But he loves you unconditional. He loves you in spite of. He loves us just because, amen, you are special to him. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Remember the thought, your birthright is not for sale at any price. Thank you.